این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
February the 22nd, 1989, Jamaran, Tehran. Addressees, clerics, religious reference authorities, seminary students, and leaders of the Friday and other congregational prayers. The Wilayatis, the member of Wilayat Society, who yesterday have found the reputation of Islam and the Muslims in their silence and intransigence, broken the back of the Prophet and the infallible and pure Ahlul Bayt in practice, and for whom the title of Wilaya, guardianship, has been nothing but for business and pleasure. Today they designate themselves as the founders and inheritors of Wilaya, and begrudge the Wilaya during the Shah's period. By the way, from whom that the American, Russian, and eclectic accusations, as well as the accusation of making lawful what is unlawful and vice versa, and sanctioning of gambling and music, would be issued? From the irreligious persons, or from the intransigent and sanctimonious ones? Declaring aloud the unlawful of fighting with the enemies of God, calling in requisition the culture of martyrdom and the martyrs, and expressing sarcasms and ironies regarding the legitimacy of the system, are done by whom? Done by the common or specific people? Specifically, by which group? The division are the product of influence of foreigners at the site and educational system of the seminaries. To confront these threats seriously is also so problematic and complicated. It is no easy job to explain the truths and realities and to implement what is rightful and just, as much as we can on the one hand, and on the other, to be watchful for the helms of power, not to fall into the hands of the enemies. Although in our country there is no favoritism between the clerics and non-clerics in the implementation of justice, once a violator from among the clerics with good or bad records is to be seriously dealt with religiously and legally, the groups will immediately shout, "Why are you sitting? The Islamic Republic wants to remove the prestige of the clergy." In case a certain person deserving amnesty is pardoned, they will propagandize that the system is giving unsuitable privilege to the clergy. The beloved people of Iran should be vigilant so that the enemies could not take advantage of the system's decisive dealing with the offenders from among the so-called clerics, and not make the minds pessimistic toward the committed clerics by creating commotion through propaganda. They should consider it the proof of the justice of the system that no privilege is ever given to anybody. God knows that personally, I do not entertain in my mind a speck of immunity, right and privilege for myself. If I ever commit an offense, I should be punished. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.